we're about to go inside a maternity clinic in Colombia. It's a nation on edge. More than 30,000 people there have gotten sick with the Zika virus, including more than 5,000 pregnant women. For most people who get it, the symptoms are mild, but for pregnant women, the outcome can be far worse. Zika has been linked to severe birth defects. NPR's Nurit Eisenman went to a clinic in Cucuta, Colombia, packed with anxious women waiting to see a doctor.
It's 3 p.m., and the waiting room is suffocatingly hot. In the very first row, in the very first seat, sits Jenny Tolosa, a black tank top stretched tight over her baby bump. She's here for an ultrasound. She's been waiting for hours, and the specialist hasn't even arrived yet. But she came extra early so that she could be first in line because, well, she's pretty scared. She only recently found out that she was 4 months pregnant.
I didn't have any symptoms of pregnancy. I totally didn't expect this.
Getting the news was exciting, but also disturbing. She says her first thought was, I think I had Zika last December.
Imagine having had Zika and then finding out you were pregnant at the time. After everything they're saying on the news about that, I was stunned.
Tolosa works on a farm, doesn't earn a lot. She's on Colombia's equivalent of Medicaid. Still, her family pooled their money so she could get an ultrasound right away. It looked good, but that was 2 weeks ago. Now she's here for a second ultrasound, this one paid for by the government, and all her anxieties are flooding back.
I'm really worried they're going to find microcephaly.
Microcephaly. It's the condition in which babies are born with abnormally small heads. In Brazil, they've seen a spike of cases. The fear is Zika is causing them. At this clinic, Dr. Henry Munoz Martinez says over the last several months, they've seen about 150 pregnant women who have been exposed to Zika.
It's very difficult. They come here really tense, really stressed out.
But there's not much he can say to comfort them. So far, there's no definitive proof that these women's babies will be in any danger. And in Colombia, there have been no reported cases of abnormal births linked to Zika, like the ones in Brazil. But the virus started spreading here a lot later than in Brazil. It could be just a matter of time.
It's worrisome because you just can't guarantee that the fetus will develop normally, that it will all end happily with no complications, no?
So for now, Colombia's government has instructed clinics like this to play it safe. They're supposed to register every case of a woman who was infected with Zika while she was pregnant. The idea is to follow her progress all the way through to the birth. 19-year-old Jessica Vanessa Paredes is here for her first visit.
Jessica Vanessa Paredes, ¿sí? ¿Vienes por primera vez?
She's sitting at a table in an exam room, across from a nurse. Her father brought her to the clinic this morning because she thought she might be pregnant. They did a blood test, and yep, she's pregnant. She's still holding her head in shock as the nurse starts running through his questions. Top of the list, have you had symptoms of Zika?
¿Has tenido síntomas de Zika?
Ya, en noviembre.
¿En noviembre?
Sí.
Yeah, she says, in November. That's around the time she got pregnant. The nurse leans forward, intent. What was the date you got sick, exactly?
Más o menos, ¿en qué fecha de noviembre?
Antes de mi cumpleaños, sí.
It was on my birthday, right? She asks her father. Yeah, November
20th.
Her eyes were all red, he says, so I took her to get checked out. The nurse leans back in his chair. Based on what they're telling him, it looks like Paredes' Zika infection was probably over by the time she got pregnant. Still, he says, there's always the chance.
Okay, entonces debemos reportar el caso.
We're going to have to monitor you, he says, to make sure there aren't any malformations during this pregnancy.
Okay.
Que Dios quiera.
What God wants, says the father.
Chao, Jessica.
Buen día.
Paredes barely musters a goodbye as she walks out the door. Back in the hallway, there's a sudden stir. The doctor who does ultrasounds has finally arrived.
¿Cómo están?
He unlocks the door to the ultrasound room. Time to call the first patient. Jenny Tolosa, who's now been waiting for 5 hours, practically runs into the room. She pulls up her shirt and grimaces just a bit as the doctor spreads the ultrasound jelly on her stomach. The doctor gets down to business, calling out measurements for the various body parts he's seeing on the screen, including the head.
Vamos a medir su cabeza. DP56 para 23.
The ultrasound is done. He takes out a manual to check the measurements against the list of what's normal for this stage in the pregnancy. Tolosa stands with her hands on her hips, lips pressed tight as she watches the doctor flip through the pages. It feels like an eternity before he says,
Normal, eso es normal.
Tolosa is still looking at him, uncertain. Everything looks good, the doctor explains. For now, there's nothing to suggest there's microcephaly.
Bueno, doctor, gracias. Hasta luego.
Tolosa is beaming as she leaves the room. She bounds over to her husband, collapses into giggles.
La veo contenta. You look happy.
Pues sí, porque ya no encontró ninguna transformación, que eso era lo que estábamos esperando.
Yes, this is what I was hoping for.
But Henry Munoz Martinez, that first doctor at this clinic, says a test like this doesn't really put a woman in the clear. The problem is that microcephaly often doesn't show up on an ultrasound until much later into the pregnancy, if ever. In these Zika cases, he says, we won't know if the baby is fine until he's born. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News, Cucuta, Colombia.
And this piece was produced by NPR's Becky Sullivan.